I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Every year, anglers debate whether or not it's a good idea to take spawning fish off their nests. Well, it's a good question to be asking, and I'll give you my opinion, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Spawning bass on the beds, is it a good idea to fish for those fish and pull them off of those nesting areas? You know, they are protecting those eggs. There are all these little sunfish and crappies, and they want to slurp those eggs up. But then if you release the bass that you catch, generally they swim right back to that nest to protect those eggs. So it probably doesn't have much of an impact if you let that bass go. But they don't always swim back to the nest. And in a situation like that, that nest is basically going to be gone. Those small panfish are going to devour every egg there. So I don't think it's a great idea to be fishing for spawning bass because there's a lot of bass that are not spawning, pre-spawn, post-spawn, and they're all over the place. You can find those fish, you can catch them using techniques like spinner baits, plastic worms, even crankbaits. So you do not have to fish for bedding bass. It's not a great idea. But if you do fish for those bass on the beds, make sure that you release them so they can get back to where they came from. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.